This is TWiT.
Let's talk about Monday. Renee, you're flying out, right?
Yes, sir.
Jim, you could practically walk.
Walk over. I will be walking there.
You know, that's amazing. He's going to walk over. The Steve Jobs Theater. I'm jealous of you guys because I think there's going to be some big celebs there.
They're going to love meeting Jim. They're going to just rush over to him, all the Anistons and the Larsons. Oh, my God, it's the beard.
I don't care about them, only Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah, she's got a new show. Yep. Yeah.
Elektra, J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams doing it. Let me actually go through, because the New York Times published a good summary of all of the content that Apple's produced. What I didn't know, and I learned from the New York Times summary, is that they already have a significant number of shows in the can. They've been working hard. Blew through that $1 billion pretty quick, I would guess. And they already let me see what it says here, because I can't remember the exact number. Let's see. Some number already in the can. And many.
There's five, I think, right?
Five in the can. And then many wrapping. A half dozen more on the verge of wrapping, according to several people familiar with the shows who are not authorized to speak publicly. And they're going to do even more next year. So here's a rundown of what we know from the New York Times. This is the one that everybody's saying is going to be the flagship. This is Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston project. Steve Carell is in it from The Office. Billy Crudup, Mark Duplass. It is based on the cutthroat world of
stars.
Yeah, it's all stars. Cutthroat world of morning TV. Weird that the showrunner is Hillary Clinton's former press secretary, Jay Carson. That worries me just a little bit. And a supervising producer of House of Cards. Oh, I'm sorry. They were replaced. There was a little drama, according to the Times. They were replaced by the co-creator of Bates Motel, Carrie Aaron, and Brian Stelter, who is CNN's media guy, is the consultant on this. And they're almost done with season one. They've committed to 2 seasons. In fact, Apple committed before seeing a script. So, interesting. Amazing Stories, the reboot of the Steven Spielberg series. From the duo behind the ABC series Once Upon a Time. Actually, that was also a show that the showrunner was replaced, because according to the Times, the original producer's vision was too dark for almost everyone involved, including Mr. Spielberg. Also expected to wrap soon. Octavia Spencer has been Instagramming pictures of Are You Sleeping? It's a drama based on a crime novel. And that shoot finished late last year. A sci-fi series called For All Mankind from the producer of Outlander and Battlestar Galactica, Ronald D. Moore.
That's the one about if the space race never ended, right? Where they're still competing aggressively for space dominance. Yeah. Sounds awesome.
That's also in the can. Jason Momoa, who's hot today because of Aquaman, will keep his clothes on and stay out of the water in a fantasy epic called Sea, which the plot's a little weird. What would happen to humanity if everyone went blind?
If he keeps his clothes on, the whole audience thing is going to fail, Leo. He's like an
Apple
Instagram
will
model.
Not let him take his clothes off. Apple apparently is being quite prudish in these.
But his abs. I mean, all they want is a little bit of abs. You've got to give people the abs.
Give them the abs.
Yeah. I'll show mine.
Well, Jim, the servers would just melt at that point.
I'd show mine, but I don't think the screen is wide enough.
We just all get those Sylvester Stallone shirts, and then we'll be fine.
Yeah, there you go. M. Night Shyamalan has a new story. It's secret. Filming is over, but we don't know what it is. Little America from I love this because it's Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon, the authors of The Big Sick. That should be fun. Produced by Lee Eisenberger, who's a producer of The Office. The folks who did It's Always Sunny, Rob and Charlie, are back. They're going to do a sitcom. That was a pretty dark show, pretty weird show. I imagine Apple will be keeping an eye on that one. A cartoon musical from the creator of Bob's Burgers, Central Park. Josh Gad of Frozen will be in that. Home is a unscripted, i.e. documentary, from the maker of Scotty and the Secret History of Hollywood and Studio 54. will take viewers behind the lavish homes owned by non-celebrities.
It's Robin Leach.
Yeah, inside the lifestyles of the rich and infamous.
Or and if there's ever been a better moment in world in American culture highlight people who have millions and millions of dollars, or is this San Francisco where here's my $8 million abode? There's me and my wife are in bunk beds.
Actually, you know, Billions and Succession, which are two HBO shows, actually one's Showtime, the other's HBO, about the super rich, were both quite popular. People do like seeing a little peeking into that world, and then finally. An Emily Dickinson comedy, a new spin on the reclusive poet of Amherst. They got your letter. Okay. So some winners, some losers in this one. The Times says they've long ago spent their billion and they're well into their second billion.
Which is a trickle compared to Netflix and Amazon. Yeah.
Netflix is up to eight, I think, last year.
Yeah.
It's still a really, really laudable risk that they're taking because, God, they can when they're designing a phone, when they're designing an iPad or a watch, they've got other things in the marketplace that they can really compare it to say, here's what people are buying and here are the reasons why people are buying it. You can make something that is creative, that has all the right creative people behind it, and boom, it just sinks without a trace, and you will never know the reason why. So I do think that this does show a certain amount of courage on Apple's part to realize that they're going to sink a lot of money into huge names and huge talent and huge budgets, and it could just go away like the last Al Pacino movie did.